For decades, public health guidance has been clear. Vaccines save lives and prevent the spread of disease. Now, Florida wants to break from the science and become the first US state to get rid of all its vaccine mandates. This would also extend to children who are currently required to be immunized against certain infections such as measles, mumps and polio before going to school. Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis framed it as a protection of parental rights. The state Surgeon General said the government shouldn't infringe on bodily autonomy.
Your body is a gift from God. What you put into your body, is because of your relationship with your body and your God. I don't have that right. Government does not have that right.
The announcement has caused alarm among health professionals and policymakers alike, such as Democratic State Senator Anna Eskimani.
Ending vaccine mandates is reckless and dangerous. It will drive down immunization rates and open the door to outbreaks of preventable diseases, putting children, seniors and vulnerable Floridians at risk. This is a public health disaster in the making for the Sunshine State.
The move is in step with the Trump administration's Health Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is a longtime vaccine skeptic. In the past couple of months, he has fired several experts at the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, causing turmoil in the organization. Over the last 50 years, essential vaccines have saved at least 154 million lives, according to the World Health Organization, especially among young children.